BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, innuendo bingo, last one of the year. It happened in a shower at the Radio 1 Live Lounge Christmas special with Grimmy and Chris. And instead of water, it was eggnog and Christmas dinner liquidised. Video on Radio 1 YouTube. Need to watch. Also, we called Dialer Carol again. Chris has got a new Christmas jumper. And we hear more about his friend, Corner Man.
BBC Radio 1.
Chasing status, lost and not found. BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Also, Jordan just pointed out that in that Drake track, he mentions having a pen pal.
Hey!
Strong early Who to start. Thanks for that, Jordan. And hello. Feeling well festive now after Ferns this morning.
We're both boshing the Christmas jumpers still.
Yeah, we are. Are you going out later? Because I don't feel this is appropriate wear, or is it fine at
no,
this time
it's,
of year?
I think from now on in, thanks to that party, they're just on all the time. Check mine out, though.
I know, it's like, a reindeer.
We talked about this one earlier. Bells, I've even got the older... Yeah?
Ooh, what is that? Well, you need to explain that, it's radio.
It's like a squeaky...
the nose of the reindeer.
Nose. Okay. I think the idea is it's interactive. If people want to touch it, they can.
Now, touch it. Now, Chris, obviously that's...
See, people are reaching over right now.
Go on. Go. Look. Everyone have a go. Go
it's
on.
Great fun.
Go
on, Cara, I don't know why
around.
It is. There you go.
That's
see?
It.
Love it.
Now, that is actually your brother's jumper, isn't it?
It is,
that's,
yeah.
That's Dom's
to
jumper.
To credit him for that.
And I'm imagining that, like, on nights out, he'll be like, come on, ladies. Come on, reach around. Come on.
I think the entire reason he's got it is to encourage interaction.
With, yeah, I mean, it works. I mean, people have been pressing that button all day.
They love it. They can't get enough of it. Do the button. Press the red button. Whenever they said that, someone reach over.
There we are, you see. God, it's the talk of the party, isn't it? So, yeah, I'm feeling festive now.
Good.
We need to call Dialer Carol back because yesterday we called them a couple of times. You know the carol service in America at the University of Illinois where you can call up and request a carol? Ringing them back because you did say that you wanted two girls, one carol.
Yes, and a lot of people picked up on this and were disappointed that we didn't just crack on and organise.
I can arrange that for you today. Also, more Real or No Real with Greg James after three. And we're going to rerun our festive innuendo bingo. I've just watched it again because we're just on the red button on BBC TV channels. That was incredible. It didn't feel as good as it is. Do you know what I mean? At the time...
What do you mean?
It was too much to take in. But now I've watched it back, it's brilliant. I think one of the best ones we've done.
I just found it all very odd. Like, when I looked to my right, you know, because it's in a bathroom, it's quite... although it's a, you know, quite a big house and that, it's quite a small bathroom. And you look to the right and Rich is sitting there on the bath and Dappy's there.
Yeah.
Sitting there watching the whole thing, slightly
and
confused.
You're in a shower with Nick Grimshaw playing Innuendo Bingo with eggnog.
Yes.
I mean, it's great.
I want to talk about the other substances involved in that.
Okay, we can do it later. And I've done radio for a long time now. I've never presented from a toilet before. So it was a first for me, actually sat on the loo.
No, blatantly not the first time that you've sat on a loo and pretended to do your radio voice.
What do you mean?
Blatantly, you've sat on a loo and tried to do... Hello, this is Scott Mills here on...
Why, no, why would I have done that?
Just to
on
pass the
toilet. The
time.
Hello, Scott Mills here on the toilet.
Coming up.
No, I wouldn't, though. I wouldn't have done that. I don't pretend to be on the right... Okay, maybe when I was
younger.
Have
you never done your chart voice, Scott?
No.
In at number two?
No, I haven't. Not on the toilet. Absolutely not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Seriously, stop that with your reindeer jumper thing because... like
such a cool jumper, man.
People's dogs are going absolutely mental.
I know. I love it.
That was Perry Como.
It's not just me, though, Scott. There's hands around me, you know, constantly feeling it.
I know. And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas on BBC Radio 1. Yeah, oh, stop touching him now. God.
Talking of Christmas.
Yeah. I've got your present.
Have you?
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Will I be receiving it?
Yes, on Christmas Day, because you're here with me on Christmas Day morning. And that's 6:30 till 10, if you think of listening.
And that's the thing.
6:30 till 10, Christmas Day and Boxing Day and the day after.
But I'll be seeing you on that morning and you won't have time, because it's the breakfast show, to go to a shop before. So, I mean, if you haven't got it...
I just told you that I've got it.
Okay. What would you like for
Christmas
then?
I don't want anything.
Really?
No, I don't want anything this year.
It is hard to think of what to get someone like you, the man who has everything.
I don't have everything, though. You've just got to think about it and you're not very good at that.
What would you like? What kind of thing?
I don't want anything, honestly.
But you blatantly do.
But I don't, though. Honestly, I don't.
No, but
I don't want anything from you this year.
But
and
you
all
are...
you guys as well. I mean, it's been a brilliant year. We've had a great year on the show. But I don't want you to feel like you have to get me anything. I don't want anything.
I know you're saying you don't want us to feel, but
I don't.
The problem is, you do want to receive.
I don't. I
you
do not. Nope. Absolutely not. I mean, and also the way, if I give you presents, it doesn't mean I want any back. Okay?
But I know that you'll be upset.
No, but just believe what I'm saying to you. One, I have your present, and two, I do not want anything.
I don't like
this
people
Christmas.
Like you. You play mind games.
I don't want anything. My dad has said this to me every year, but I always get him something. So I'll leave that with you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we did a festive innuendo bingo earlier with Chris and Grimmy. Grimmy was slightly hungover, which didn't really help. Well, actually, no, I think it helped a lot.
Mm.
Made it better. As you were both dry retching in that shower.
No, but that wasn't to do with that. I mean, that was to do with the green stuff.
Do you want to know what was in the green stuff?
I could smell a lot. I mean, it was...
What could you smell?
Sprouts.
Yes?
I mean, it doesn't sound bad. I think this was a Christmas dinner, wasn't it? That was liquidised.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which isn't that bad, but it was cold and it stunk and it was just... I don't know why. Even a tiny bit in your mouth. Like, when I eventually did manage to get some in, that was only by not breathing.
Yeah. And you can tell that when you watch it. I mean, if you haven't seen this yet, both of them, both Chris and Grimmy, looking in a lot of pain while wearing festive Santa outfits. Grimmy in the dress made famous by Mariah Carey in the All I Want for Christmas Is You video. And Chris in some kind of ill-fitting Santa costume. What? In a shower, in a walk-in shower.
What was in the green stuff?
Okay, right. Turkey, roast potatoes, stuffing, sprouts and cranberry sauce. Not bad.
Was it badly seasoned then or something?
No. I think the thing is, it mostly did smell of sprouts. That was the overriding smell, wasn't it? And you can't deal with that.
No, but sprouts aren't that
bad. I haven't seen you like that since hummus.
Yeah, honestly, it was like, it was really weird. It just wouldn't, even in my mouth, it was, as soon as I got a tiny whiff of it, it made me retch. So I just had to try and not breathe.
You were retching while Retch 3-2 looked on.
Yeah.
And Dappy.
Yeah.
Sat on the side of the bath.
Yeah. This just doesn't happen, does it?
Another normal morning. I was sat playing the clips for Innuendo Bingo on the actual toilet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so did you miss the really messy Christmas Innuendo Bingo earlier? You did? Okay. Well, you can watch it right now on the Radio 1 website. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It was part of Fern's Christmas Live Lounge special. And it was in a shower. They were drinking eggnog and Christmas dinner mix instead of water. And they were in a shower, which they, at the end, got soaked in. Like, we just turned all the showers on. And it was one of them posh showers where it had, like, 6 jets of water. Whilst dressed in festive costumes. You want to watch this? Go head online right now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's on.
Now, you find us in the bathroom of our secret location now with Scott Mills, and we'll get to you two in a minute. Scott.
Hello. If you're watching Red Button online, as you can see, I'm sat on the toilet and about to present Innuendo Bingo on my throne. In the walk-in shower, we have Chris from my show and Radio 1 Breakfast Show host Nick Grimshaw, everybody.
As Mrs. Hi. Santa Claus. That's you. Lovely in a dress.
This is actually Mariah Carey's dress.
It is from that video. You look really good.
You've got the red carpet pose down.
Yeah,
perfectly.
I really have. Over the shoulder.
Definitely worth watching if you can, on the Red Button or on the Radio 1 website. So today, normally with bingo, it would be water. Today we've got a selection of festive drinks, including some Christmas dinner.
That looks so disgusting.
Liquidised.
That's essentially sick.
It smells of sprout.
Brilliant.
That is hideous, guys.
It is really bad.
Utterly hideous.
Oh,
that is awful.
And also some eggnog.
Eggnog as well. Oh, you've got a floppy
mic. Dropped. Eggnog. There we are.
So you're going to put these liquids in your mouth, hear clips as normal for Innuendo Bingo, and then this is what lands on you.
Yeah.
And I know that Nick's feeling just great right now. So let's just get this done, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Ready? Let's go. Oh, no.
Eggnog first, I think, Scott. Some eggnog for you both.
What even is eggnog?
It's milky. You ready, guys?
Okay, good. So, Innuendo Bingo in the shower, Christmas special. Here we go.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. No. Yes.
First, we're going to Jamie's 15-minute meals. And Yeah, it's Jamie Oliver. He's downstairs right now. And once again, Jamie is experimenting in the kitchen.
This jam is going to give a shine to my balls, right? Just have a look as I jiggle them about.
Oh, my foot!
Oh, the eggnog! Oh, that's so gross. All over the Mariah dress.
Oh, it's ruined this. This was for Christmas Day.
We're off. Okay, ready?
Chris,
more eggnog, please.
Chris spat so quickly, it went all over my foot there.
I mean, you might want to move it away
first.
What's that?
Ready?
Stop it. Grimmy. Play nice. Okay.
Grimmy just bent over and I saw far too much with that short dress on.
Over to BBC One next. And this week's Christmas Kitchen, where John Turode has some festive advice for us.
Now, I believe at Christmas everybody needs a decent stuffing.
Right, okay, this is not good because I'm right in the line of fire.
It's horrible when it's in your mouth, let alone all over you.
What?
There we go.
Oh,
join me tomorrow at 6:30.
Thank you to Jane and Michelle who spotted that one. Ready for the next one?
Yeah. I don't know.
Here we go. Let us know when you want us to move on to Christmas dinner mix. Now, you good with eggnog?
Lovely.
Okay, over to Pointless from last week now. And this next round had our listeners Holly and Matt suddenly paying very close attention to the TV.
You have to identify the one you think the fewest of our 100 people knew. There are five pictures of tits.
It's getting quite slippy in here now.
Let's move on to the Christmas dinner mix,
I think.
Come on, lads. Yeah. Here you go, Chris.
Starkey. This
is Brussels sprouts mixed with a bit of Yorkshire.
So this is essentially vomit.
A bit of gravy in there.
No, it's just Christmas dinner in a cup.
Yeah, which is it's blended up food,
yes,
put back,
yeah,
into a cup.
It's all over your face.
I genuinely can't put...
Come on.
Oh, my God, no.
Have a try.
You have
that
to.
Smells like grandma after Christmas dinner.
Have a try. Have a little try.
Come on.
Come on. Do it for Christmas. Do it for Fern.
Do it for me. Do it for the listeners.
I'm not even joking.
Look. Okay, try.
Like brie and farts.
It really is.
By the way, I did actually... I did cut that other clip off a bit too early.
There are five pictures of tits and finches.
Yeah, British birds, of course. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Look at Starkey. He can't do it.
Do not be sick on me.
Okay, let's try this. Let's go. Okay, so BBC Hereford and Worcester now. And this station started...
Wait.
Come on. Yes, Grimmy, in the mouth. This station started regretting doing a phone-in on the most exciting things people had ever done in Hereford.
In my adult life, I think the most interesting thing I've been at was Lord Hereford's Knob.
Local landmark there. Okay, maybe we want to switch back to the eggnog. Incredible scenes here in the bathroom.
Don't be
at the
sick,
Live
Chris,
Lounge
please.
Christmas party.
Please,
we've broken them both with the sprout mix.
Please don't be sick. Please don't be sick.
Let's go back. Chris, you're right. Stop cowering in the corner of the shower. He's not in a good way.
My bare feet.
He's not in a good way.
Chris, look, have some eggnog and wash it down.
I really need to sick up.
Okay, that's fine. Back to the eggnog, please.
Here's some eggnog, Chris.
The Christmas dinner mix was a really bad idea.
Chris has gone grey. Your skin's gone grey.
Have steamed up.
Okay, here we go.
And you save that for later.
Lovely, thank you. Oh. This is wonderful. What a great game.
Okay.
Try on a hangover this Christmas.
Lovely.
Over to the snooker from 2 weeks ago now, here on Christmas. Anyone to bingo in the shower? I think that's what John Virgo's commentating on here anyway.
Good pot. Kiss on the brow. And a nice kiss on the brow gives him a nice angle to come down towards the red.
No, that was definitely snooker. Spotted by Craig and Sam there. Oh, I'm getting all of the fallout of this. Are you, Fern?
Yeah, I really am.
Okay.
Is this hitting you, Scott?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It's getting on my suede shoes, thanks very much.
Sorry.
Okay, another favourite from Christmas now, and a show called Jimmy Grows Christmas, where Jimmy's met a man with a very special skill that's particularly useful at this time of year.
How long have you been here?
17 years.
17 years. And how quickly could you bone these two turkeys out?
35 seconds each, I would give myself roughly.
Oh, good.
Okay, fine, okay. Loose women now. Carol Vorderman here, admitting what I think we've all suspected for some time.
I've done that, which is a bit embarrassing, really, but you have to laugh it off then,
don't you? Have
you?
To laugh everything. I love a custard pie in the face.
Do you?
Yes!
Oh, I love a bit of muck in the face.
I love it.
Oh, my God, that went on my eye.
Oh, no!
That went on my eye.
Seriously, we weren't planning on getting wet here.
Sorry, I love Carol.
Love Carol. Okay, and...
Carol's amazing.
Okay, one of the... well, one of the lords of Christmas, really. A national treasure at Christmas time.
He needs some more.
I actually can't see, so...
Eggnog.
Yeah, Grimmy's got a lot in the face there.
Yeah.
An unexpectedly frank comment from a Christmas time national treasure. Here is Sir Cliff Richard.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found I was inside him.
Okay. And that was innuendo bingo in the shower. I'm covered in eggnog.
You guys just need a bit of a wash, I think.
No!
Turn on the showers. Turn on the shower. Go on.
There you go.
That's lovely.
Well, thank you so much, guys. It's a very romantic sort of 80s film scene now. These guys hugging in the shower. If you want us to turn the warm water on.
Okay, hang on.
What a scene. We are now watching, if you're on the red camera.
It's one of them fancy showers that's got, like, 8 buttons.
It has. Grimmy in a dress.
Oh my God.
Starksy with his pants down, getting showered off from the eggnog. That was a wonderful Christmas edition of Innuendo Bingo. Thank you, chaps. Thank you, Scott.
Is it really hot?
Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people are actually driving home for Christmas right now. Some people, it's their last day at work today. So hi, if that's you. Like Gavin Glasgow, heading home to East Lothian from Glasgow for Christmas. And also we've got Tom in Winchester, going back up north for Christmas. And Becky on the way to see her mum for Christmas. She's finished work. Good one. Coming up, Radio 1's track of the day is new Busta Rhymes. Also, Rihanna. And that Christmas mashup that Bastille did earlier in the Live Lounge on the special with Fern. Still on the red button, by the way, if you've got red button at work, got a TV, maybe you're at home, TV's on, just, like, have us on and put the Live Lounge Christmas on with the sound down. There's, like, Charlie Sloth as Bad Santa. There's Jamie Oliver there. Keith Lemon doing a Christmas message. I'll play you the Bastille thing in a minute. You know when you go out with your mates on Boxing Day, so that's this time next week?
Yeah.
You won't be sober this time next week, will you?
Honestly?
Yeah.
No.
Bongoed.
Is that man going to be there again? I invite you every time and you actually sometimes say yes, but then obviously never turn up.
Yeah, but I've got family to do on Boxing Day.
They would love to see you.
No, if I actually turned up, it would be really awkward.
No, but that's the beauty of the Boxing Day time is because you love your family, right? But by Boxing Day, you sort of want to get out of it.
Yeah, but what? I don't think it's a group of your friends,
yeah,
that I'm not in. See, it's a different friend group that I'm in to them, so I don't think I'd be welcome.
They love, like, you, Mills, but they hear a lot about you. Obviously,
I know, but it's like girls aren't welcome, are they?
No,
so. How but that's only am because, I different?
Right, but that, I must explain. That's only because it's like, you know, the lads meeting up. It's not some silly rule.
Okay. So I'd be cool to come if I could make it to North West London.
They'd love to. You know what? You've been invited before and you know all their names. You know all the boys.
I do. Chango, the Beast. Yeah. Convict.
Dosa.
Chinese Dave. Well, that man that's always there in the corner be there.
Yes, corner man. Fascinated by him. Well, do you remember when we did 24 Years at the Tap and we never really discussed much about corner man because the very nature of him, there's not much to say.
Is he one of your mates?
He is, but the reason he's corner man is just whatever photos ever get taken on a night out, he doesn't really talk, he just sits in the corner.
Yeah. In the corner, right, yeah. So that's... Do you know his actual name?
Yes, Dave.
All right.
But not to be confused with Chinese though, obviously, but it's weird because there are times where we arrange to meet up, a few of us, and no one's invited him. And he just turns up. I don't know how he does it.
How does he know?
It's really odd because he doesn't really talk. I don't think I've ever had a text with him just saying, "You're right, mate, how are you?" We have a friendship of very few words.
And he just turns up, even sometimes uninvited, and sits in the corner.
And he's always there. There's always a place for him in the corner. And he's very happy there, and he just sits there all night in the corner.
Does he say anything to anyone else?
He doesn't dance. The only time he moves is to move to the bar and back. It's an odd relationship, but it's a good one. He's
a
legend.
How did you pick him up? Was he just in a corner one day? You're like, oh, let's take him in.
I met him in the corner of the room once.
and that's how it started.
He sort of just stuck with us. And I know he knows some of the other boys in our group. But, yeah, as long as I've known him, he's been in the corner.
It's a bit like... also at this time of year, what about those people who turn up to drinks with a group of mates? Now, these are the people who are normally the partner of somebody already in the friend group, all right? Yeah. So you don't really know them. They're just the boyfriend or girlfriend of one of your friends. And they turn up and they sit there and say absolutely nothing all night. And also, they've got a face on it. They look really, really miserable, okay? Don't say a word all night. You think, God, they're having a rubbish time. They don't fit in at all. The next day, they are all over Facebook saying to everyone they met that night, oh, I had a brilliant time.
Brilliant night.
You didn't. You were miserable. You didn't say anything.
And all the addings going on Facebook, that kind of thing. Also, I kind of like the idea that people turn up with partners and that, and I've seen this often, and all the partners are united by the fact that none of them really want to be there and they're all plus ones, but they form a little sort of union at one end of the table.
Yeah, the plus ones club.
Yeah. And they sort of make their own little thing going on there. It's quite sweet. It's like a crash. I bet loads of people have had this.
Yeah. But that thing where it's like, you didn't have a good time.
No.
You just... Yeah, now you're trying to add all my friends that you don't really know, saying, oh, I had a brilliant night. You didn't, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. So the Mulled Wines video, you can see at 5 o'clock this afternoon with Greg James. Just got a flashback from that Christmas party earlier with Fern. I'm in it.
Yeah, we all had a little dance at some point.
Are you in it as well?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And Chris Martin's in it, I think. And Bastille. And Jake Bugg. Even Jake Bugg said yes. Awesome.
It did feel a bit like that song was on loop a lot of the time that we were there, because people kept going and doing a dance. And...
Basically, they made the video at the Live Lounge Christmas special earlier, so all we heard as you walked through any room was, everybody get up. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't think we've heard that song enough this year.
It is good what they've done, though.
It is really good.
It is a tune.
So Chris Smith off the news, and Greg, I seem to remember there was a reindeer involved in my bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope they don't show that bit.
Fake snow?
I really hope. Oh, yeah, and the people were chucking fake snow at me as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is this? Apparently it just turns into powder. Still on my jumper.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, if you're listening at work right now, maybe you've got headphones in, secretly listening, or maybe we're on, you know, on the radio at work. You can admit it to us. You've given up now, haven't you?
It does kind of feel like that.
Everyone's kind of given up now. Even if you're working next week, you're not really doing much work now, are you?
Saying that, we are, of course, on every day next week.
Like I said, not doing much work. But yes, we are on next week, 6:30 till 10, every morning, including Christmas Day and Boxing Day. I'm really looking forward to it.
And big up everyone doing the same. Of course,
absolutely.
There's lots of people who are going to be working hard.
So many people working over Christmas. Make sure you put us on. We're on 6:30 till 10 in the mornings next week.
Christmas on BBC Radio 1.
So yesterday we were calling the Dial a Carol service in America. This is something that's been going years and years and years at the University of Illinois, where you call up 24/7. If you fancy hearing a Christmas carol sung by some American students down the phone, you can. And they'll do pretty much everything. But yesterday, we were trying British songs on them that they don't really know in America, just to freak them out a bit. There's certain songs that we love here they don't know. Because really, in America, all they know is Feliz Navidad and Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Do you know that one?
Yes. Barely.
It's really weird.
Yes.
So we called one poor girl at Dial a Carol to sing Walking in the Air from The Snowman. They're not familiar with it in America. Never heard of it in her life. So she had to listen to it on YouTube and then just kind of wing the rest of it. Here she is listening to it.
Yes, all right. I will try.
Can you do it that high if possible?
Fly.
Yep.
Was that okay?
Bit more?
I'm holding very tight. I'm running in a mood, midnight blue.
Bless her though, she did try.
She was quite good considering she didn't actually know the tune.
Then we tried to get this guy to sing my favourite, Wrap Myself in Paper by Magnus Carlsen. Oh, can we play that again? Can we? Yeah? Wicked. After three. I mean, I know it's not Christmas in a week and a day anymore, but still good. Anyway, my favourite thing is the background noise.
in this, what is like a carol call centre.
Yes.
Because there's so many people calling up asking for different carols at the same time, but they're all in the same room. It sounds like a really bizarre place to work. Listen.
Yeah, can you spell her last name?
So do Magnus.
Okay.
And then Carlson, which is C-A-R-L-S-S.
S-S.
O-N.
O-N. Okay, let's see if I can find Mary. Okay.
This... Got it?
Yes. Let me see if I can see what it sounds like.
I love how much she's going for it in the background.
I just like that someone else has called in and you know, not from a radio station, they're just there requesting, you know, they're on their own, they just want to hear a carol. Getting to do it all 12 days.
Yeah. Pipe down, love. There's other people on the phone as well. This poor man that we made sing Wrap Myself in Paper, he didn't know it at all.
Myself in paper for you, baby. Something like that.
More.
Baby.
That's the noise that you make when you don't know the rest of the words. Right, so one more, I think. Now, you said yesterday you wanted to have a song with two girls on.
Yes, two girls,
one
song.
Carol, yeah. So, bring them back and see what they've got for us. I've got a good one. One that I know that they will know.
It's your turn.
Come on.
Hi, this is Monica with Dial a Carol. What can I sing for you this morning?
Hey, Monica, it's Scott Mills again.
Oh, hello, Scott.
I'd like to request two girls, please.
Ooh. I do have a co-caroler with me. All right, what would you like to request?
I'm getting in for my friend. Do you know Something Stupid by Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. What would you recommend with two girls?
Two girls?
I specifically want two girls, if possible.
Oh.
Could you do Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Everyone knows
for
that
sure.
One. For sure.
That one we can do.
I know you can. Everyone knows this. Okay, two girls. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Awesome.
All right. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she snatted out the door into the snow.
How was that?
I like that one, yeah.
Alrighty.
That was well good. Thank you so much, right. And have a Merry Christmas.
No problem. You too.
Love you, bye.
Bye-bye.
What is that song? Why is it so famous there?
She forgot her medication.
They love it there, don't they? The Scott Mills Daily. Carol's up the spinning and we need a little Christmas. Right this very minute, we need a little Christmas now. Yes. Does anyone feel like I've just dropped them into into a theme park?
I'm just very confused. And also, bizarrely, it didn't actually get many texts of sort of hate.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, no, I'm just it's odd. My favourite text, I think, is someone who texts in just saying, strange choice of song.
Someone thinks that they put Family Guy on by mistake.
It was all very odd.
Debbie Hoods is literally now feeling sick. That's how excited she is about Christmas. Actually, I think you'll find a lot of people are liking the Glee cast with We Need a Little Christmas. Like Daisy on Twitter saying it's her favourite thing ever. Remember when everyone used to watch it?
Yeah. I don't think
it's still on.
Do you know what? I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Glee.
Oh, you are missing out.
Really, though?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, does anyone else get to play the Glee cast at Christmas? Or is it just me?
No, it seems you've done this before.
No, I know. What do you mean I've done it before?
Well, I mean, you had a Glee one on not too long ago, and I noticed that no one else was
No, but I mean, does Fern get to play the Glee cast? No?
I don't think so.
Greg James? Grimmy? So it's just for me?
Zane?
No, well, he won't. But is it really? Like, I'm the only one that plays Glee. No one else plays it. See, that's a treat. It is still going. I know that because I know one of the cast members, don't
yeah.
I? It's proper jazz hands, that, though. I quite like it.
It's a bit full on for me, Mills.
Yeah? The drama students listening would have loved it. You know, the ones that sing everything. I'm going to the fridge to make a cup of tea. Drama students.
Drama students at Christmas time must be the most excited people in the world, right?
Need a little Christmas.
Other than, like, proper kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Jazz hands will be 100% on. You know it at this time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Greg James is playing Real or No Real at 3:40 today. I've got something from our BBC introducing list and also Lily Allen, the UK's official number one at the moment. But what would the Christmas number one be? Might be Sam Bailey. It might be Lily again. Tune in on Sunday from 4 o'clock with me and Jamila. It might even be AC/DC or Leona Lewis with One More Sleep. Or Pharrell, that tune's doing massively well. Sunday, 4 p.m, the Christmas chart of the year.
I think we might have just been delivered a present.
Okay.
And I think I might know who it's from simply by the fact it's been delivered in a bag with a giant 99p sign on it.
What is P?
Exactly.
Is it off of Meet the Russians?
I'm just wondering if it is.
Oh, my God. So it's a massive red envelope.
Parasol.
Huge. Christmas wishes. That's a nice card.
Is it from the Russians?
Yes!
That's amazing.
Very famous in Ukraine.
Yeah.
It says Scott. It's one of them big cards that you get for your boyfriend or girlfriend normally.
Right.
It says, it's from Kamalia. We have so much fun, Kamalia and Zahor. That's from the billionaires Meet the Russians on the TV. You remember we took them to a 99p store earlier this year? Obsessed with them. She's the one that baths in champagne and he is a Russian billionaire. Oh, they're actually quite nice.
I'm suspicious, though.
Why?
Well, these presents would suggest they've gone back to the 99p store.
I think they probably got someone to do that for them. They don't have those in Russia, I think. But you know I'm obsessed with them, Kamalia and Zahor. And if you haven't seen the video yet, it's on the radio on YouTube. They, of course, have never been to a pound shop in their life. So we thought we'd, you know, show them a bit of what our lives are like sometimes before they showed us their lives, which is basically a penthouse apartment, Europe's biggest apartment block penthouse.
But for us, I think we thought it'd just be quite funny to take some billionaires to a pound store.
Yeah.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Anyway, thanks, Russians, for the 99p card.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know the quite bad Christmas films that I like to watch at this time of year, normally on the Christmas 24 channel?
Yep.
Or on Hallmark? Or on the... there's various Christmas channels now. Have you seen Santa Claus versus the Devil?
No.
That's my new favourite.
It's weird how you find these ones.
Yeah, I mean, they're always on those, you know, like Showcase, those kind of channels as well. Like, not everyone has them.
I don't have those channels.
You don't have those, no? But basically, Santa Claus has to defeat the Devil. Spent a good couple of hours watching that the other night. Highly recommended. That and, what's the other one called? Something being, it's like a girl that works in the sorting office at Christmas. I've told you about that one. She's an elf and she falls in love with the postboy.
Do you know what I think?
Christmas mail.
Do you know what I think Christmas needs is a new character? Not to replace any of the others, but a new addition.
Oh, what?
Like, so there must be other people associated with Santa that we could maybe go to. Do you know what I mean? It's always about Santa and the elves. But where's there must be something else.
You want a new person to replace Father Christmas?
No, I don't want anyone to replace Father Christmas. I just want to shine a spotlight on another role of someone who must be around Santa purely because I think they're running out of ideas for films.
Right, okay.
Do you see what I mean?
So someone related to Santa. Mrs. Claus, she's always on.
Mrs. Claus, I mean...
Well, she's always in films.
Is she?
Yes.
What about the cousins?
I don't know about the cousins.
You know what I mean? Like
you want a spin-off?
Kardashian thing.
You want a spin-off?
I'm saying we branch out.
Right, okay. So let's say that Father Christmas, Santa Claus, is keeping up with the Kardashians. You want kind of Courtney and Kim Take Miami. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want a spin-off.
I've not actually seen the Kardashians, but... I think that's what I'm angling at here. I'm saying, you know when, like, Made in Chelsea and all those get a bit boring, they just whack another character, it's the cousin or the friend of someone. I'm interested to know the wider circle around Santa.
Okay.
And there doesn't seem to be any kind of film which shines a proper spotlight on it.
Okay. Someone saying Fred Claus. Is that one? Is he related?
There must be a distant clause.
Arthur Christmas. That's been done. There must be. Someone will know. Someone will know.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'd quite like to see a spin-off with Santa's accountant. What are you saying about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This one I'm talking about. I think there just needs to be another character just to add into the mix.
John says that as well. He quite likes that idea. Though they already have somebody, a niece in Russia. So Santa's niece is on in Russia only. We need her over here. We need a new character. Mm. Got the elves. Got Santa. We just need someone new.
I've got a bit of a real or no real issue.
No, it's not an...
to discuss.
No, what was that noise, please? Was that your bottom?
No. No, no, no. I'm doing is jingling away.
That was my belly.
Was it really?
I'm so hungry. I've just woke up.
Why have you just woke up?
I don't know. I've just woke up. I don't know what time it is. I really don't. I'm a bit lost, a bit confused.
Okay, so Greg James is supposed to be here. Yep. He's now in a meeting. Oh, no, he's not in a meeting. He's just appeared outside the door. This is awkward, isn't it?
There we go. This is good. No, no, really this is great. We'll have a Christmas fall.
Really awkward.
Sorry, I was in the lift.
I can go.
No, you stay.
Charlie,
this could be amazing.
Charlie, you're on air in 13 minutes. Where have you been?
I've been asleep. I fell asleep in the studio. I was so tired. I've got this trick that I do.
I can tell you just woken up because you've got cotton more mouth.
I'm so confused. I really am.
He was up early, Scott, and he was going up and down those stairs.
He must be exhausted.
I'm exhausted. I've got this trick that I do in the studio where I put the mic up a little bit and the red light comes on. I'm lost. So nobody comes in. And I've been in there since 2 o'clock. And
sure. Cool story.
Yeah.
So,
I'm late. I was in the lift.
Oh, were you in the lift?
Sorry.
Right, who wants to do it? Are we all going to do it?
Let's let Greg do it.
No, we'll all do it.
No, I've got to be on air in a minute.
No, please stay.
No, please stay.
I'll be on air in 5 minutes.
Please stay, because there's a cotton wool mouth. Right, just watch him out. Now.
Me and you versus Chris.
Yes, I like this. So it's Sloth and James against Chris on Real or No Real. Come on, Charlie. Get to it. Come on.
Don't know.
He can't do it. He's literally just woken up. This is awesome.
Don't know the don't know.
And what about this on Real or No Real?
In Greece, Italy, Spain and Germany, workers by law get a Christmas bonus of 1 month's extra salary.
Hmm.
Very generous.
A whole month's extra salary. Imagine that.
That's good. Is that just for the fun of it? And that's just for the,
just to say thanks for the year, isn't it? In Greece, Italy, Spain and Germany.
Wow.
It's a Christmas bonus that has to happen.
You've got that awkward thing at the moment, Scott, where you open something with a bit of glitter and then it tends to go everywhere. Around this time of year, even someone like yourself, Charlie, must get glitter on the face.
No. What, have I got glitter on my face?
Yeah, you've got loads of it, dude.
From where, dude?
It's all over your face, cuz.
Why is that? Oh, it's from that cheap Christmas card.
I'm not in the matching jumpers. Are they? No, they're not totally
Mate,
matching.
You need to get one of these because it encourages interaction.
Okay, what happens?
What does?
Look, press the red nose.
Yep. Oh, that is...
That's a red nose on a reindeer on his jumper there.
Squeaky.
It's a real crowd pleaser.
The girls love it.
Do they?
Girls love it. If you imagine going out to a bar, or let's push a button, they're reaching around all night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, can you stop that?
It sounds
really rude if you do it fast. Don't do that again. No, stop it.
It's ruining my childhood because that sounds like sweet.
It does.
Yeah.
So Greece, Italy, Spain and Germany, Christmas bonuses, real or no real? Charlie Sloth, I'll ask you again before you fall asleep.
I'm going to say no real.
Chris?
Real.
Greg?
No real.
That one's real.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the money.
Moving to Germany.
You what?
Moving to Germany.
Charlie, this is Daniel a favour. It's a handy warm-up for the big show at 4.
Gosh. Yeah.
Good job we woke you up, otherwise you wouldn't be on.
Thanks to your beautiful producer. I was out of it. Yeah, I really was out of it.
Yes.
And next.
Still not out of it enough to say beautiful producer, though. He's always on.
Yeah, always on.
Moving, cuz.
Camellia Jahor, who is very famous in the Ukraine, received coal for Christmas last year from her husband. 14,000 cubic tons of coal in an open-cast mine in Kazakhstan, estimated to be worth over $200 million.
Yes, that's our favourite Russians. You know the Russians.
I know the Russians, yeah. Wow.
Off of... Off of...
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
They've sent you a giant card as well.
Yeah. It's because we took him to the 99p shop that time. Video still on the radio on YouTube.
One of my favourite videos of the year. When you're on that little minibus with them.
Yeah. So, Kamalia, off of the Russians, she's very famous in Ukraine. Yep. She got coal for Christmas. Quite a lot of it. and a lot of money it's worth.
Wow. Mm. I actually got a cold for Christmas once. This is a true story. I was about 9 years old, and my older sister, she got a bike, and I wanted a bike, but I didn't get a bike. I got a bit of coal. And I was like, Dad, what is this? And he's like, it's moon rock, son. I got that from the moon. And I was like, wow, this is the best present ever. And then when I went back to school that year, I told everybody I got moon rock. This is a true story.
You got
Dad,
pod,
if you're listening, man, I got pod. And I remember telling my teacher that I got moon rock for Christmas. And his face, like, just cracking up. And then obviously finding out as I grew up that it was a bit of a joke and my dad actually gave me coal. And I kept that and cherished that bit of coal.
Oh, bless you. I feel like I want to get some violins on it.
That's a true story. Thanks, Dad.
You've been a bad boy, that's why.
No, I've always been a good boy.
Why did he give you coal?
Sister got a bike.
He never had no money.
Yeah, but why did she get a bike?
And you got... I was the unpopular one, obviously.
Yes, fam.
You get me? Yeah, but... She went to university. I didn't get nothing. I got left out on the streets.
Did the Russians get coal for Christmas? Real or no real?
I think that's probably real. I reckon.
Very Charlie.
I'm going to say that's real. Very She's rich. Just on a different scale to me.
I don't know. I think he would have made it into diamonds or something. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, we're losing, Craig.
It's all right.
You might sad make it story, up here, though. Very sad story. Sorry to hear about the moon rock.
I actually, it made me a better man.
Before becoming Pope, Pope Francis was a nightclub bouncer.
Think about it. The Pope used to be a bouncer.
When you did the prom, when you were at the Albert Hall for the Urban Proms, you did look very good in your, you know, smart wear.
Okay.
But did look like a bouncer.
Did I?
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with you, cuz, if you was on the door.
That's so rude.
It's not rude at all.
Is rude.
You certainly fitted, you filled that suit.
Did I?
Yeah, you look good. I told you at the time you look good.
Thanks. I thought there was a fattest joke there.
No, you're fattest.
You are definitely fattest.
You're fattest.
You're the most fattest.
You are the fattest person I've ever met. We never got around to doing that Christmas show, did we? What's going on?
I've got a bit of a confession.
What? You never asked?
No, they offered.
What? Yeah,
they offered.
To do, for me and you to do a Christmas show?
Yeah.
And you said no?
I said, I can't come in on Christmas Day, cuz.
Well, we record it, innit?
No, they wouldn't let us.
Why not?
They said it has to be live. They said the magic isn't there when it's not live.
I would beg to differ.
I'm lying. I didn't.
Oh, okay. You never even asked, did you?
I did ask.
You never even wanted to do it with me, did you?
I asked management. We got the same agent, and I asked our agent to...
Well, they didn't sort it. They're fired. So, the Pope used to be a bouncer, real or no real?
He looks hard, actually. He does look like he'd have a tear-up.
Yeah, so...
A tear-up?
Well...
The Pope would have a tear-up. So, real or no real? Chris Stark?
You could have a tear-up in the Pope-mobile. I would love to go in the Pope-mobile.
I dare you to say yes. Dare you. It's Christmas, just say it.
Say what, then? Yeah, he was a bouncer?
It's real, yeah.
Go on, then, real.
I'm going to say no real for this one. I can't believe it.
I'm saying real.
Really?
Everyone's got a past.
You're a team.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Make mind up.
Real. Everyone's got a past. Come on.
I can't do it. I'm a religious man. I can't believe it.
That one is real.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
In his hometown of Buenos Aires, the Pope used to be a bouncer. He also used to sweep floors and be a lab technician.
What?
You couldn't believe that, but you believe your dad got you moon rock.
My dad did get me moon rock.
Pope on the door. Think about it.
Wow.
Pope on the door.
I know. And finally, on today's Real or No Real, 10 points if you get this one correct.
According to his management team, Dappy had to wear special TV makeup today on his face to cover up a frequently recurring skin complaint known as Dappy Rash.
Is that anything to do with the horse?
I've got to admit, when... No, okay. No, it's fine.
Sorry.
Nothing.
I was quite tempted to... You know, he got kicked by a horse.
Yeah.
It's okay,
not funny.
We're going now.
Not funny.
Not funny. Not but funny at all, I was tempted to, when he walked into the thing, to go, na-na-nee.
Na-na-nee.
The unfortunate incident.
It was unfortunate. I mean, no one wants to be kicked by a horse. I've been thrown off one. I was winded.
Really? What? Winded.
In front of a horse.
I got thrown off one, yeah. On TV as well.
Scott's got a fear of horses.
I've got a story about horses I'm not going to get into.
Go on, then.
Does it involve moon rock?
No, it doesn't. I'm not going to get into it today. It's quite embarrassing.
Oh, no, what happened? Then, come on.
We'll save it for the new year,
no,
guys.
No, come on.
Just remind me to... It's a long story.
Well, just tell us a brief outline.
Is it suitable?
No.
Well, let's not do it then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Greg, what's on your show today, please?
We've got loads of stuff from Fern's Christmas party, plus the video from Old Wines will come out at 5 o'clock.
Today. 5 o'clock. That's on Radio One. Over on One Extra, you ain't got a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
What's going on then?
I've got Lethal Bizzle on the show.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh God.
Still.
He's just sick. Because him and Dappy are having a beef.
I know.
So today we was instigating it. Yeah. So I was like, so do you want to make up with Lethal Bizzle? And he was like, no, he's insulted Lethal Bizzle. Now we're going to get the reply.
Charlie, you were dressed as Santa when you were doing this.
No.
When you were talking to Dappy earlier.
I wasn't. That wasn't me dressed as Santa.
Yes, it was, though.
That was my cousin.
Oh, it was your cousin,
yes,
Bad Santa.
Right, so Santa. Lethal Bizzle's trying to sort out his beef with Dappy on your show today.
Yeah. Okay. We've also got some really special stuff happening. Have you got a drum roll? This is serious.
Yeah.
What's drum roll?
Do you want me to just do this manually?
No, give me a real one.
If you really want one, I can find one, I think.
You just woke me up to come on here.
So what's Dappy saying? Is he going to make up?
No.
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 So that's not going to work today, is it?
No, it's going to be quite awkward, actually.
Drum roll.
So today, coming up at 4 p.m. on One Extra with yours truly, Charlie Slough.
This is incredible.
Are we still on?
Yeah.
I've got an
exclusive interview with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
No, you haven't. Right, you always do this. You make it up. Listen, you've just woken up a few seconds ago. What are you talking about? This is national radio.
I've got an exclusive interview.
You haven't.
With Jay-Z and Beyonce.
No,
I have.
You haven't.
I have. That's why you should listen to One Extra instead of Radio One.
Well, can you say...
Greg, have you got an exclusive interview with Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Chris Martin was in the Mulled Wines video.
And this is real.
That is real.
That's real. All right, by the way, the Dappy Rash one.
That one is no real.
I didn't even guess.
Cheers, guys.
Is Chris Rea on now to make this even weirder?
Right, I feel really weird. Chris Rea is playing in the background. Greg's on Radio 1 in about 3 minutes. And Charlie Slough with that exclusive Jay-Z interview on One Extra.
Driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces.
All of that from Thursday's show. Join us tomorrow on BBC Radio 1 between 1 and 4 for loads more Christmas songs. And loads more fun on possibly your last day at work before Christmas.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.